Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is Thursday. It is 2 o'clock-ish, which means time for us to make our picks, our Stone Cold Lead Pipe locks for the upcoming NFL week on the docket. Ooh, that's a good one. Last week, Dusty, you went...
2-2.
Rusty, you went?
I had my worst week of the season so far. I went 1-3.
1-3. I came out on top this weekend. All right. I went 3-1.
I got screwed by Russell Wilson and the Steelers. And for some reason, the Vikings couldn't muster more than 12 points against the Jaguars.
Yeah, it's okay. It's the Steelers.
I put my faith in the Falcons to beat the Saints by 3.5. So
yeah, it was a rough week.
All right. Well,
I got hit by the witching hour.
Hey, we're all still up. 21-17-2 for Russ, 26-14, and oh, no kissing cousins for Dusty. I'm at 24-15-1.
One.
We're all still above water.
Hey, yeah, no, we are all having a tremendous season.
Then I mean, you take this. I'm going to take my tremendous season, and the thing that has worked for me so well this season is taking the Commanders, who are a road dog against the Philadelphia Eagles +4 tonight. Look, the Eagles have kind of found it, and the Commanders are coming off the loss to the Steelers. A close competitive game taken apart by Mike Tomlin, who has a thing for putting it on rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, he does.
But...
Well, and all that was a, 2 minutes left? Russ Wilson to Mike... Oh, crap. It's
Williams.
One of those generic... Williams Evans, one of those generic last names.
Yes.
Thank you.
One exponentially better than the other.
Yes.
One bound for the Hall of Fame, one not, for sure. If you're going to give me the 4 with the Commanders, it opened, I believe, at 3, and then I saw it at 3.5, and it was at 4 when we went and took a look. So if you're going to give me that whole other point...
Yeah.
Give me the Commanders +4 on the road.
Yeah, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose in this one, because I got Philly -4 hosting the Commanders. The Cowboys win 34-6 means absolutely nothing to me. The Cowboys suck. They are a joke. But the one thing that I got out of that, they got to preserve Saquon Barkley a little bit more, right? He didn't need to carry the load. He didn't need 20 carries. I think it was only 14 carries that he had against the Dallas Cowboys. Give me Philly to lean on the run game, keep the ball away from the quarterback, and win the damn football game by more than 4. Give me Philly -4.
All right, well, we apparently have all 3 of us chosen this game for one of our picks. I'm on Danny's side on here. I'm still going to stick with, and I never thought I would say this.
How do you do that?
Yeah, exactly. How do you do that? Look, And I didn't think this coming into the season. I thought he was overrated. I didn't think he should have won the Heisman. I'm a Jaden Daniels fan.
And I like Jaden Daniels.
That dude knows how to get stuff done. So I also am on the Washington +4 side. All road right. Dog.
You know what I'm going to do? Eagles. Most fierce eagle out there.
I love that one.
I love that comes from a guy imitating what one of our, was it a fighter aircraft that crashed in his backyard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was like one of our F-35s.
Yeah.
That was a great bit.
All right, my second pick. I don't like it because they're undefeated, but I'm going to take the Bills at home -2.5 against the Chiefs.
Yep.
I feel like this is the time though. I feel it in the cockles of my heart.
Well, I'm gonna go right there with you. I'm taking the Bills -2.5 against the Chiefs as well. They've been flirting disaster. This doesn't feel like a game where, you know, Buffalo runs away with it because, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
But in Buffalo.
Under three.
Not a playoff game. This feels like a field goal to win it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to go Buffalo.
Yeah, I couldn't stomach doing that game. So otherwise, my next pick.
I mean, despite the fact the Chiefs are getting healthier, Isaiah Pacheco coming back, it's like.
Yes. We have some breaking news. Harrison Butker is out.
That's a shame.
He is having surgery on his meniscus.
Oh.
Yeah, that literally just came down a few minutes ago.
I don't know. Did that Bible hit his knee?
So, they're gonna trim his flap on his meniscus.
Whoa.
Flap trim.
Whoa. Did they say that it was a flap? No. It's not a flap on the meniscus.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs, not only they're getting Pacheco back, but they've opened the window on Charles Omenihu, too.
Well, they opened the window on both those guys.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And they're both expected to practice, and anywho. I'm staying away from that game, however.
No, it's Omenihu.
I thought it.
I just didn't say it, and I'm so glad you did.
Gotta hate you. Anyway, Omenihu, I'm staying away from that game. This one, the Rams are intriguing to me. Some weeks they look like world beaters, and some weeks they look like the Carolina Panthers. But they are at New England, and they're 4.5-point favorites. Rams -4.5 at the Patriots. Sorry, dude.
I get it. My stupid pick.
Have you seen Drake May?
Yeah.
Have you seen Drake May?
In the arms of an angel.
Move over, Brady.
Yeah, there it is. My stupid pick of the week.
Sorry, move over, Steve Grogan.
I'm going to take the fired offensive coordinator bump.
Move over, Tony Eason.
I'm going to take the Bears, who have not scored a touchdown in now 23 drives, +5.5 against the Packers.
Good luck with that.
I know how dumb of a pick this is, but at some
I've never heard of the fired OC bump.
And it's a coach has been fired. A coach. A coach has been fired.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's going to go one of two ways. They are going to cover this, and you're going to go, yeah, there it is. Okay. Or they are going to go so sideways and so far into the tank that it's a disaster. I think this is that pivot point for that team this year.
I just didn't feel comfortable with that game at all because of the fact that firing Shane Waldron, good, step
necessary.
Up. Your replacement was the offensive coordinator for the Panthers last year.
The passing game coordinator, of whom the biggest issue is your passing game.
Yeah, that seems like a problem. But I just couldn't get a feel one way or the other for that one, so I'm staying away from it. My third game is the Chargers -1.5 against the Cincinnati Bengals. Obviously means a lot for Cincinnati in this one. They are in a must win, but you do get the Chargers, get them at home. They've been playing really good football lately. They've won 3 in a row. They've won them all running away right now. Justin Herbert looks comfortable. This is one of the best defenses in the NFL. They've only allowed 118 points on the season, the Chargers have. I think it's going to be a close game, but 1.5? Yeah, I'm going to take the team I think is going to win, and that's the Chargers.
My next one, I'm going to old Nashville. The Vikings kind of screwed me last week. I had them, -7 against the Jaguars, and somehow they only managed to put up 12 points on the road, four field goals.
Sam Darnold not playing well.
Yeah, did not play well. But you know what? I'm going to wager on them getting it back a little bit better, at least. They are a 6-point favorite at the Tennessee Titans and the Will Levis Mayonnaise Cup. I'm going to take the Minnesota Titans, -6.
All right.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like it. My final pick, I'm going for, there's a little bit of a trend here, the new quarterback who's the old quarterback who's back to the new quarterback again. Give me the bump from the Colts, plus four against a broken Jets team. And that is a road dog.
Is that you next?
I don't trust Anthony Richardson.
Okay, I don't either, but the Jets are so broken. I thought they might get a little bit of a bump.
My final pick, I am going to go with the Falcons at the Broncos under 44.
Yeah, I was looking for a game here that fit that, and that if you had given me 43.5,
yeah.
I know how stupid it says to say that half point,
yeah.
But if you'd given me the half point
well,
there.
That is a big difference.
Well, no, just to give me one more out. Just to give me one more out in that game, I probably would have gone that path.
Yeah.
But the whole number was like,
No, I'll take the under on this. I mean, they're saying this is going to be like a 24-20 game.
That's 44 right there.
Nope.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like a 21-13 type game. Like, this has all the makings of it. It's out. You have a dome team going outdoors 2 mile high.
Against a good defense.
And it's not going to be like cold. It's gonna be like 51 and sunny, right? Give me this to be a low scoring game.
Do you think it's the kind of game where maybe a wide receiver will have some sun in his eyes?
Oh, through the window at the end of the stadium?
No, that'd be a problem if it was the Cowboys. It'd be a problem if it was the Cowboys. But not with the Falcons or the Buccaneers or the Broncos.
Well, look, they all play in the same stadium, right? These players know what that window is.
Yeah, home field advantage.
Yeah, right. All right, so for my last pick, I'm going to go where I always go with my last one, picking the Jacksonville Jaguars game. They are at Detroit, the Lions.
That line.
Yeah.
That line.
Right? Yeah. I got it at plus 14. And as much as I absolutely do not trust the Jacksonville Jaguars at all.
That's the biggest NFL line I've seen this season.
I know.
Is it the biggest line?
Somehow they got a Mac Jones spike.
I talked to the odds makers in Vegas.
First year we took it to the limit.
They're taking this thing to the limit right now, you know?
Yeah. So
14 in the NFL is so insane.
Last week they got that Mac Jones spike. They kept they were 7-point home dogs to the Vikings and they covered the spread. They lost 12-7.
Dude, the over under is 46.5.
Yeah.
So they're looking at this game being 32-14.
God.
So anywho, and I guess now as I look at all of my picks, I'm taking each one of mine as a road team, but I'm picking Jacksonville to cover 14 points.
Look,
32 to 14.
Look, it's such a huge line. I get it. Like, that just doesn't happen in the NFL.
Yeah.
Teams do not cover spreads this big. Not in the NFL.
No.
Although I will say, you talked to me a few times where I took like 9-10 point spreads.
Yeah, they ended up getting covered.
And they did get covered.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this time you are correct,
yeah,
and I am not.
You are correct.
All right, there you go, folks. Our Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks every Thursday afternoon at 2:00-ish. We get through at least four for each of us.
Yeah, we do. That's what we do.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.